Leah Givens is a physician who knows the pain of migraines both personally and scientifically. Here is an excerpt from her essay, Chasing April's Rivers. Winter whimpers, spring insists. The wind outside, a wash of whistles, calling no one home. Birds settle in like sleepy children as the sun tells its nightly mesmerizing story of dying, then coming to life again. It's a comfort, the covers pulled up over closing eyes. I haven't been outside today. For some people, that's heresy. No work, no walk, no class, no coffee shop. Unthinkable to jail oneself within these walls. My muscles don't appreciate it either, giving in to laxity as the hours pass. My skin shivers and begs to bask. But my eyes say, stay away from that abusive light. The source of all life is the source of pain. It sprouts in a spot above my right eye, a slight swelling of tissue that might not be visible to anyone but me. My fingers search and press instinctively as though I were bleeding. Most often the ache guides me to the notch in bone hiding beneath my eyebrow. A nerve courses through there, I've learned, a narrow yet forceful river. One feeds each eye. My left may stand relatively protected, but it isn't immune to destructive flooding. By what? That's the question. Here, the hardest earned knowledge dissolves. Pure pain pulls you back, long past your college days, to the years when true words were just feelings and a syllable had to do. You massage that spot, turgid and hot, and dream of a razor blade for a quick incision. Goo. Goo is what would be extruded. A blighted cousin of the ancient Greek humors. Not pus, nothing infectious, but some similarly dense substance, black like motor oil. Ah, that's what's been ailing you, the surgeon would say. Too much melancholy living in your head. Some bodies are sensitive. You'd nod, feigning understanding. Those aren't modern scientific words of chemicals and nerves, but modern medicine barely knows better, not for sure. The next night, inches through the blinds, the nauseating pine sap is back, pooling in that same hollow. Mental messages stick and fail to transmit. Another night of no writing, the mind-clearing hike, learning as I go and leaving a marker behind. This time I refuse to give in, to deepen my human-shaped crater in bed, almost impossible now without a pill or two. As I swallow, I'm grateful to medication for padding this brain-made stabbing. The drug calms the throbbing, but take it too often, I've been warned, and headaches will boomerang, slapping back harder than before. Besides, I'd never have the doses I'd need to tame each of the many migraines. This night is quiet, as far as I can tell, given the muted whooshing in my head. Again, I open the window, hoping for a cool blanket of air. The cat races to the sill to listen for any tucked or fluttering feathers. Minutes pass before a siren flies by, an ambulance in the distance. The body flies to the toilet before I know it. Not you, oh yes, you. Sudden, unexpected vomit, the detested guest of migraine brain. Lentils, not pretty. Ah, well, I'm better than I would be in the 19th century. Survival of the fittest, I shudder at the thought. Modern medicine, I admit, has changed the game. It's hard to remain convinced while my stomach threatens to expel the rest of dinner. The night is black, closer to day, and no sleep of which to speak. As I lie down, the cat bounds in beside me, licking my skin, rapid fire, like this is some great adventure. I pull the sheet over my head, not now. Plop, she flops near the edge of the bed, as if instantly exhausted. I peek out and laugh, despite the ache. She may not speak, but she teaches. When you feel like dying, something or someone brings you back to life.